When you're a maintenance engineer in a beverage manufacturing plant, you keep production lines moving and quality on track because there's no room for slowdowns. With Grainger's vast selection of high-quality motors, sensors, belts, and hard-to-find parts, you can get what you need fast and all in one place, so nothing gets in the way of getting the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today, everybody. We've got a busy day ahead of us. By the way, today is Open Line Thursday. This is going to be the opportunity for you to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind today. Again, Open Line Thursday. We normally do that on Friday. We're giving the crew tomorrow off so they can celebrate, get a head start on celebrating the big 250th birthday of America. And we want to hear from you, want to know how you and your family are celebrating. And whatever else is on your mind, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So a lot happening today. Thoughts and prayers for all of you good people in New York City. So Mayor Zohran Mamdani. Mayor Zohran is causing some big issues. And, you know, he promised the moon when he was elected as the first communist mayor of New York City. Mamdani promised all of you good people so many things there in the Big Apple and the five boroughs. Things like, for example, free bus fare, which who wouldn't want free bus fare, right? I mean, you got to rifle around for change or dollar bills, and a lot of people may not have money. So they were going to do the whole free bus fare, all that kind of good stuff. Then Mamdani promised free child care because, you know, it's hard to find a babysitter, and then you got to pay the babysitter. So why not force the good taxpaying citizens of New York to foot the bill for that? And he promised government-run grocery stores that would provide cheaper goods. So basically, he was going to put the mom-and-pop businesses, the privately-owned grocery stores, out of business. He also promised to freeze rent, which, by the way, he did do that. And, man, that's going to be a big problem. And he also promised to tax the rich. So now we've got a mass exodus of millionaires and billionaires that are leaving New York City, and they're going to states that have either no income tax at all or are more economically friendly to billionaires and millionaires. We can tell you that as of now, there is still no free bus fare in New York City. There's no free child care in New York City. The government-run grocery stores, it will be years before they finally open. And as far as the rent controls being frozen, it is very well going to put a lot of people out of business, and you're going to end up with a housing shortage in New York City, because while the rent prices froze, the cost surrounding operating apartment buildings did not freeze. So the homeowners, the landlords, are going to be taking it up the wazoo here, thanks to Zohran Mamdani. And that brings me to the very latest, and this is a big one, because I love air conditioning. I mean, this is why I live in the South. Without air conditioning, the South would be really an oppressive place to live, but God bless air conditioning. And Mayor Mamdani announced yesterday that every citizen in New York is expected to raise their thermostat to 78 degrees. Dylan, you're laughing.
That would be my last. That would be my like 13th reason right there. I would be gone.
I'd be out of there.
I don't know how hot it gets in New York. You definitely know more than me. But like if it was like here, no, that's terrible.
You see, it's worse than hot. It's just smells. So the city takes on a very peculiar odor right around July and August. And it's, you know, the rotting, you know, food and garbage and the stuff coming out of the sewers and the subway is nasty. It's just terrible. And so you do have to have air conditioning. Here's the problem. Most of the older apartments, they only have the window units. So that only cools you to a certain extent. That's a big problem. So as far as having central heat and air, only the newer buildings or the apartment buildings would have it. And there's no way. Absolutely no way. It would be 68 degrees. As a matter of fact, I hope every Republican in New York City has their thermostat set at 68 or 69 degrees. Which, by the way, it's always 69 degrees here in the broadcast studio.
Right now it's actually 68, Todd.
I need a little sweater. I'm getting a chill.
We're very blessed here.
Could you imagine that? It's just so bad. You don't want to be downwind from New Yorkers. It's going to be ripe.
Yeah,
it's going
tough.
To be ripe.
78, you're sweating. I mean, that's definitely a sweat.
But could you imagine, though, you're like in a theater with like, I don't know, 400 or 500 people, and those seats are tiny, and you're butt cheek to butt cheek, and people are sweating out the wazoo.
Sticking to the chairs, popcorn's just
terrible.
Moisting the room. Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting. And that brings me to a big event that's happening. We believe tomorrow. Have you heard about this? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married. And presumably, I mean, this is the argument. They're saying that it's going to be at Madison Square Garden. But they haven't really confirmed that. But they've got all sorts of things are happening around Madison Square Garden. ESPN says they've confirmed that the wedding is going to be at Madison Square Garden. And they're quoting law enforcement officials. They're saying the price tag just for security is almost $200,000. Just for security. According to ESPN, the festivities will kick off with a smaller rehearsal dinner planned for Thursday night. That's tonight. The person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. Mayor Zohran Mamdani said Wednesday that a permit had been filed for a large event at Madison Square Garden. The mayor says we are fully prepared. There isn't anything to share beyond that. The police commissioner says that police will, of course, have a detail in place, declined to go into any more detail. There's also a huge, large red carpet outside of one entrance, but that's been removed now. So anyway, all this speculation about the wedding, the New York City Police Department issued a memorandum outlining the wedding event at It's a two-day event, by the way, and they're shutting down the streets. I mean, who is this woman?
How full of yourself do you have to be to sell tickets to your own wedding?
Hundreds of police officers you got to pay for it. I mean, that's a pricey affair there.
She's building Disney World inside the whole stadium.
She's building, is it a castle?
It's a castle.
What?
Next is going to be roller coasters. You got to have vendors there, fried Oreos.
I like fried Oreos. The events are closed to the public. The couple has invited 100 people to a rehearsal dinner at the theater inside the garden, and that is tonight. The memo is titled Taylor Swift Wedding at Madison Square Garden, so that they pretty much gave up the ghost there. During the news conference they held yesterday about the city's 4th of July preparation, they're spending more time and money on her wedding than they are the 4th of July. The mayor said they are prepared for massive crowds that are going to be outside the garden. As many as 1,000 guests are expected to arrive at the garden for a larger celebration with possible stage appearances, followed by a wedding reception in the arena. I'm sorry, but Madison Square Garden doesn't exactly scream to me like romantic. I mean, it's a smelly basketball arena. The permit to hold an extra large event, it's costing as much as $66,000 a day. So there you go. Here's my question. So inside Madison Square Garden, it is hot and it is oppressive. It's very warm. Is Taylor Swift going to have to live by the same rules as the average New Yorker? So is it going to be 78 degrees and sweltering hot inside Madison Square Garden? That's what I want to know, Dylan.
I think the answer could be confidently no. She's not going to have to do that. If all people, Taylor Swift is not going to be, you know, subjected to a 78 degree stadium.
By the way, White Castle is offering Taylor Swift. Have you seen this?
No, this is terrible.
Oh, gosh. So White Castle, which is like the hamburger, just like Crystal, yes. Right? Okay, they do the little tiny hamburgers.
Yes.
They have a proposal for the upcoming wedding. And here's what they said. If you want to get married in a castle, all you had to do was ask. They would have been happy to.
That's clever.
That's great. That's great. But why Madison Square Garden? I don't get it. He's not a basketball player. That's what I don't understand. People Magazine is now refuting the reports of a castle, by the way, Dylan.
Oh, but we've seen the pictures. I know. They've already been leaked.
I know.
It's all the tip top of that castle.
Insiders tell People Magazine that although the venue looks transformed, they are not building a castle inside. It does make you wonder what it is then. What's going on? So there you have it. All that to say, I'm with you. I don't think Taylor Swift is going. I think it's going to be 58, 60 degrees. It's going to be cold in there because if they do the ice sculptures, they can't melt. You can't have her face melting off. You know, she wears a lot of makeup, that one.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm just telling you, you're not going to have a sweaty Taylor Swift at her wedding.
Well, if it's a castle, you have to think maybe she's going with like the big, you know, the ballroom dresses. So, you know, if it is, she might have fans underneath.
Could
at least
be an ice. Ice castle.
An ice castle, yeah. Maybe she's building a church.
Fans
inside.
Underneath. Oh, you mean, fans, not like people, but like they're, little
rotating
fans.
Metal.
Oh, I see what you're talking. That would be weird to have humans underneath her. That would be.
I wouldn't put it past her.
That would be odd.
I wouldn't put it past her.
But ladies and gentlemen, all that to say, you think Zohran Mamdani's thermostat over at Gracie Mansion is at 78 degrees? No, I don't think it is. Cool air for thee, me, but not for thee. That's the rule. All that to say, if you remember back in Mamdani's inaugural address, when he talked about the warmth of collectivism, well, this is what that looks like, ladies and gentlemen, and you people in New York City, you get what you vote for. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
In 2025, the FBI reported that Americans lost more than $21 billion to fraud and identity theft. Identity thieves can steal your social security number, open credit accounts in your name, take over online accounts, and create financial headaches that can take months to fix. Most people don't realize they've been targeted until the damage is already done. That's why more families are turning to Aura. Aura helps protect your identity with fraud alerts, credit monitoring, dark web monitoring, and up to $5 million in identity theft protection. If something does happen, Aura's 24/7 U.S.-based support team can help guide you through the recovery process. You also get a VPN, antivirus protection, password manager, and scam protection, all in one app. Don't wait until you're a victim. Protect yourself and your family today. Start your free trial at aura.com/safe. That's Aura. AURA.com/safe.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So we need to help out our good friends in New York City. They need some ideas on how to stay cool now that they've been ordered to keep their thermostats at 78 degrees. Now, the mayor, Mamdani, his post has gone viral. It's insane. Insane how many people have read this. But anyway, the mayor posting on X Set your AC to 78 degrees. Turn off lights and electronics that you're not using. Unplug what you can. Our city is doing its part, too, maintaining the 78-degree rule in our buildings. I don't believe that. I want to see the guy's thermostat. I want to see it in real time. You know how we do the police body cams? We need a thermocam, and we need to be able to see it at all times. I want to see this guy sweating. The mayor goes on to say that a stable grid means the AC stays on and lives are saved. Let's ease demand and get through the heat together. So a lot of folks are now offering some insight here. Dave Portnoy says, 78 degrees, welcome to communism, people. Hope you enjoy. Congressman Brandon Gill from Texas says, welcome to socialism, where the government demands you turn your house into a sauna because they can't plan for the Super Bowl, super unpredictable fact that it tends to get hot in the summer. This is true. It does get warm out there. By the way, the heat index today, Dylan, is like 113 in Memphis or something.
Yeah, we're getting warnings on our phone to stay inside.
Stay inside. Yeah. And crank down the the AC.
Yeah, no one's telling us, thankfully, to turn it up.
Ooh, a little chilly out here, actually.
A little chilly.
Matt Walsh says, 78 degrees. My AC does not go above 68 in the summer. This is America, for God's sakes. Not some third world country. I added that part, but it's true. It's true. And then Sarah Sanders, the governor of the great state of Arkansas, says, turns out socialism actually is not free. That's true. It's a great point. So anyway, what recommendations would you give to the good people of New York City? How do you recommend they stay cool in the summertime? Oh, Helen sent me an idea. It's like a construction worker's hat, Dylan, and it's got fans attached to either side.
It's not a bad idea.
I kind of like that.
I would have suggested a frog tog, one of those things you put around your neck, but you like douse it in ice water before you do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, those are nice.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, this is a safety helmet with fan. That's what it's officially called. I like that. So, I mean, you kind of look like one of the taxis. It's the same color yellow.
But you kill two birds with one stone. If something falls on your head, you're good.
Well, exactly. And you never know with the buildings. I remember New York City during the wintertime. Nobody really talks about this, but it's a thing that happens. In New York City, after the snows, you don't want to walk outside because you have massive, icicles that come crashing down onto the sidewalk from the skyscrapers.
Yeah.
And people have been injured by those.
That's, like, one of my greatest fears. Also being murdered by one of those things. Like, one of the ice, like, you know, they're so sharp.
The icicle comes down and just impales you.
Yeah, and you wouldn't get caught because it just melts.
Right, like, they're on 42nd Street, yeah.
It's true. Terrible.
901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we have an update. You know, they announced they were going to be releasing all the information on the members of Congress who had payouts for the sexual harassment victims. And we've got an update on that story. Also, I told you this was going to happen. There are many stories out today about the do-nothing Congress and how they are pretty much done now for the summertime. So nothing of any substance got done. And I told you this was going to happen. There's really not much we can do about it. And I hate it for President Trump, but that's just the reality of it. And so we will just have to hope and pray that Republicans are still going to get out and vote on Election Day. All right, 901-260-5926. Our website is toddstearns.com. We have some great stories for you to check out today. Also, be sure to check out our podcast and our newsletter. Those are great free resources for you, all available on our website, toddstearns.com. And, of course, pre-order a copy of my brand-new book. It's called The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. You can get yourself a pre-ordered copy right now, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books. We'll be right back, everybody. All right. Not many people wanting to give New Yorkers advice on how to stay cool. Let's go to Bob in Morehead City, North Carolina. Hi, Bob. What say you?
I don't want to give them advice. They voted for that. Let them sweat.
Now, this is true. You have a valid point here. This is what they voted for. So, Bob, you say, folks, as much as we want to sympathize, you're on your own.
That's right.
All right.
You get what you vote for.
Well, this is sadly, you are absolutely correct about that, Bob. All right. Bob, got big plans for the 4th.
We're going to cook out. We're going to play Mexican train dominoes Saturday afternoon. Then we're going to cook out hamburgers and hot dogs for supper and then play some more Mexican train after that.
All right. Tell me about the Mexican thing. That doesn't sound very American here. What exactly is that?
It's a domino game
where
8 people can play around the table and you build domino strips. Based on the rules, of course. And it's a good game. Every game is similar but different.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got a game plan going in. So, Bob, hope you and your family have a great 4th of July.
Thanks a bunch, and you too.
All right. There we go. Have you ever heard of Mexican dominoes?
I only play American dominoes.
Is that...
I'm just kidding. I've never heard of this.
I was afraid to ask why they call it that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in too much trouble today as we go into the long weekend.
True.
There's an interesting story, Dylan, you just sent me. It turns out you can now purchase your very first, this is a domestic robot, right?
Yes.
It's called Isaac One. It's coming out from a group called Weave Robotics. This is a legit company here, Weave Robotics. And no, the robots do not have weaves.
It's a good question to answer, yeah.
It's a fair question, right?
They don't have any hair, actually.
No hair. No, they're nude. And they're robots, so why would you need clothing on a robot?
True.
I mean, it's a fair point. Yeah. So anyway, they're launching their very first home robot that actually does chores. And this is, it has working arms that, not fingers, though. It's got like 2 probes, I guess.
They're like lobster pinchers almost.
That's exactly what they look like. And the robots, and according to the video here, the robot is, it has eyes. That's kind of creepy. And it wakes up and it starts doing chores around the house. So like, for example, your pillows need fluffing. So I'm watching the robot fluff pillows and fold blankets. The robot also does laundry. And they're calling it Isaac One. Deliveries are going to begin this fall. Oh, there it is. And it puts the laundry in a basket, and then it folds the laundry.
Basically all the stuff that you don't like doing. I hate folding clothes and laundry.
Yeah, I mean.
But would I buy a robot to do that for me?
Would you allow a robot to be, it's called Isaac One.
It's not that short, by the way. It is like. It's more than half my size, which is a little concerning.
It's a tall thing.
And it looks buff, too. Like, I don't know if we got into a fight, I don't know if I can confidently say I'd win if it refused to fold my clothes.
Well, it depends on where they put the probes. You know, that would be the concern I have.
That's true.
But here's what I'm finding fascinating about it. Just how much do you think this would cost?
Oh, it's got to be close to, like, $10,000. That's for sure.
You're not that far off. It's $7,990. You got to pay up front, and then you have an optional $99 a month premium membership. I wonder what that entails. It'll do dishes. It'll wash your car.
You have to pay extra for that.
So the question is, you know, like when you're on social media now, it used to not always be like this, but like when you wanted to use like a thumbs up or a thumbs down or like little hand emojis, they would always be one color, right?
They would
be yellow. And then there was a lot of controversy. So now you have multicolored thumbs.
Yes.
Except for white people. And they're still with the yellow thumb, which you would think would be, well, I can't say that.
You're so right. There's not I don't have a color represented on the emojis. I just like to say that.
Can we at least get tan? Is that possible? So the reason I ask that is because you would think, okay, what color robot do I want to have? Mm-hmm. You know, and then again, if you're, for example, if you're white, would you be allowed to have your servant robots be a specific color? Gosh. I don't mean to bring it up, but you know people are going to talk about it.
I guess so. Right? I don't know.
If you're black, would you want a white robot slave?
That's because, terrible.
Because you're not paying for the robot, right?
This is true. Would it ask for reparations?
Well, we've got a solution to that. You cannot purchase the robot in white or black.
Okay, good.
Your choices are sage, gray, slate blue, terracotta, or something called Vesper.
Okay, good. So no color of any human.
No. Well, maybe Indian. I mean, terracotta. Yeah, could be. Gray. I mean, you could be, you know, oxygen deprived.
Sure. I like the green one. I like the one that's in this promotional video. That's pretty. It's nice.
The question is, would you allow a robot in your home? And they're saying these mobile robots are now designed from the ground up. And for that price, I mean, you would think everybody in America would have a robot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still no, because I think it's going to turn on me. Or, like, you know, if I leave my dog at home and the dog starts getting in a fight, like, I don't know. There's too many hazards going on here.
So they built this in San Francisco. That leads to more questions. But it's also made for spaces. It has a soft fabric shell that gives Isaac One a familiar feel in the home. And the shells provide passive safety and can be swapped or removed to fit the character of your home. So what does that mean?
You could, like, put battle armor on it?
Yeah, or if all of us, what happens if the passive safety turns into aggressive safety? Yeah.
True. Self-destruct mode, maybe?
Here we go. The robot has a collapsible torso, which means it can extend to a human height when needed or collapse down when it's not working.
Nope. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I need one size. I don't need you to be able to, like, reach my dishes on the top shelf. I don't.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to read this. Battery life, 8 hours.
Okay.
Charge time, 2 hours. That's better than a Tesla. connectivity, it connects through Wi-Fi. So that's the thing is, what happens if somebody, like, hacks your robot?
Yes.
You wake up and you see those soulless eyes staring over you with the probes. You know what you're going to be saying? Todd Sarton told me this is a bad idea. That'll be your last words.
Yeah.
It's got a big foot. You know what they say about people with big feet? Mm. 20.5.
Oh, my gosh.
20.5. It's really not feet. It's like a footprint.
Yeah. It's a singular foot.
Oh, here we go. Could play basketball. Got a vertical reach of 80 inches. neck. 2 inches, arms 2x6, torso 2, and the base 3. So that's a big old robot. So there you go. Isaac has two payment systems. You can pay $449 a month. You can subscribe to the robot, or the $7,999 up front, and then you can get a you can also get, you know, the extra membership. How do I control Isaac One? You control Isaac One through our smartphone companion app. You can request a task to be completed on demand or at a scheduled time, whether you're at home or away. So I guess we could be here right now, Dylan, and we could say, Isaac, I need you to go put on a pot of stew.
Yes. Or run to the grocery store. That's probably, like, you know, Isaac 17. That's probably going to be later.
Isaac, I want a big tub of Denty Moore beef stew. And do you have to, like, completely spell it out? Because, you know, the robots, they don't think.
Does it have the recipe programmed in? Does it have updates?
Good question. Let's go to Paul in Gainesville, Georgia. Paul, what do you think about this this home robot?
Well, my only comment was, can you claim them as a dependent on your taxes?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. I mean, can you adopt? I mean, you can identify as anything you want to these days, so I don't know. Why not?
They live with you.
Yeah. They're eating up your energy, right? So you got to plug them in.
Yeah, I think it's a good question to ask.
Paul, I love this. And you know somebody in on Capitol Hill is going to think about this. But Paul, I love this idea. So if that's the case, give me two. Paul, would you have one in your home?
Your home?
I don't think Paul's there anymore. Paul died.
I think Paul left.
Paul? Okay.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Paul.
He's gone.
I think he was a one-trick pony there, Paul.
We may have, yeah. This robot's probably going to be freaking people out. I mean, why do they make things that look like humans?
It's not very fast. Have you noticed that?
It is very
slow. It reminds me of, like, watching a grandma.
Yes.
Like an elderly grandma trying to carry stuff. And so if you're looking for something quick, that's not it.
I could just imagine people being like, Isaac, go faster, faster. Fold faster.
Jeez-a-loo. All right, this is crazy. 901-260-5926. Again, it's for me, it's a hard pass. You know, I have a hard enough time. For Christmas, I got one of these Google Home things, and it freaked me out, so I unplugged it. And I don't like the robotics. You know, it is what it is. Maybe, you know, 20 years from now, I'll be thinking differently about it. But right now, that and the cars that drive themselves, no, absolutely not. I barely trust myself driving behind the wheel, much less nobody. I'm just saying. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Chapter. If you're turning 65 or are you already on Medicare, you could be overpaying right now and you don't even know it. Chapter is partnering with us. Their advisors are honest. They are not paid to push any one plan. They're the only Medicare advisor that compares every plan nationwide to tell you where you stand. And just one call, you're going to know exactly what you're entitled to. And if you're already on the right plan, well, Chapter is going to tell you that. If not, they're going to help you switch. I want you to go and check them out right now. AskChapter.org, that's the website, AskChapter.org/RealHelp. That's AskChapter.org/RealHelp. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, one of the great stories involves Andy Griffith, the Andy Griffith Show, and Andy did an episode where he teaches Opie and Opie's friends about America. Let's take a listen to Cut 22.
Yeah, they had that craziest gun.
What gun?
Oh, they had a gun that fired a shot that was heard clear around the world. Darnest thing I ever heard of.
What gun?
What?
What kind of gun?
What kind of gun what?
You know what kind of gun. The kind of gun that could fire a shot that could be heard clear around the world. Tell us about that gun.
Well, there was this fella... You sure you want to hear this story's history?
Come on!
For Pete's sake, tell the story.
Well, one time a long time ago, this country was a part of England, and we wasn't getting along with them too good. In fact, we was thinking about breaking away and starting our own country. But the king over there in England, he says, you do that, and I'm going to send my redcoats. They was British soldiers, and he was going to send them over here to whoop us.
Of all the nerve.
Yeah. He says, you better think about that thing. Well, so your great, 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 great granddaddies all got together, you know, to think about it. And they argued about it back and forth a while. And finally, one of them says, let's do it. Let's start our own country. Somebody says, how you do that? Says, I don't know. Says, I reckon you just start. Says, what'll we call it? Says, let's call it the United States of America.
That was a good name.
Yeah.
Now, about that time, up in Boston, Massachusetts, there's a fella living up there named Paul Revere. And he's a pretty good old fella, just as poor as Job's turkey, but he's a pretty good old fella. And he owned a real good old horse named Nellie. Now, Paul, he was wandering around the streets up there one night, and he come up on a friend of his. And he says, "Howdy, what's new?" His friend says, "What's new?" Says, "The British is coming. That's what's new. What's the matter with thee?" And Paul says, "You're kidding." He says, "It's a fact." Says, "I just heard it from an Indian. And you know them Indians, they keep their ears to the ground." And Paul says, "Do the folks know about this?" Fella says, "I just heard about it myself." And Paul says, "Well, what are we going to do?" And fella says, "I'm getting out of town." And Paul says, "Well, we got to spread the word." He says, "You spread it. I'm getting out of town." Well, Paul, he didn't know what to do, but he knowed he had to do something. Now, it happened. It happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, "The British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we gonna have us a revolution." And them farmers come up piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called. They grabbed their squirrel guns.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? There's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grabbed their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come prancing along, all dressed up in their red suits and a-waving to the girls, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
It's a fact. That's the way this country started.
You know, all I can think of, could you imagine any shows on TV today telling that story the way that Andy Griffith told that story? You know, throughout today's show, we're going to be dipping into some of the old school ways that Hollywood used to promote America and celebrate America. And it's really sad that we live in a country now where Hollywood hates our way of life. But there was a time back in the 1950s and 60s when Hollywood was embracing Americana. And it flavored so many of our movies and TV shows. What a great episode of the old Andy Griffith Show. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Tom Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. May I just say, and this is, I don't mean to paint with a broad brush here, but what is going on with you good people in Pennsylvania? I just don't understand this. You guys are literally the home of the birthplace of freedom and liberty, where the Declaration of Independence was signed. We got the Liberty Bell there in Constitution Hall. And my question, ladies and gentlemen, is why are the good people of Pennsylvania so unpatriotic? And I'm predominantly talking about Democrats. Actually, I'm only talking about Democrats. The and there are a couple of examples, and I want to share these with you, but I'm just curious overall, why do you think Democrats hate our country so much? You know, the 250th birthday, this ought to be a celebration for everybody. And I think a lot of us were terrified of, God forbid, Kamala Harris as president of the United States, what that celebration might look like. I think we have a good indication in San Diego. In San Diego, California, they're having a diversity 4th of July celebration. They're hauling out the indigenous people and the LGBT flags, the Somali flag. By the way, Columbus, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, among many cities around the nation that at this very moment are flying the Somali flag for Somali Independence Day. Who cares about Somalia? They got their own country. If you want to go celebrate their Independence Day, go to Somalia and celebrate over there. Don't do it here. So anyway, we've got America 250 celebrations going on, and there was a, you know, they've invited all 50 states to set up exhibits. 11 states did not set up exhibits. 11 states are boycotting the Freedom 250 Great American State Fair in Washington, D.C. All of these states controlled by Democrat governors. John Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, said, hey, look, we got no money. And then he turned around and said, well, no, that really wasn't it. We just didn't have any people interested. So God bless Senator Dave McCormick, the Republican, and John Fetterman, the Democrat, because when they got wind, the two of them got together, and within 24 hours, they had come up with a plan to staff the Pennsylvania booth at the Great American State Fair. And it's, by all indications, beautiful. You know, they reached out to all of these businesses asking them to send stuff, and there were like Utz. Utz is like a big snack food company based in Pennsylvania. They sent over all these snacks. You had a family-owned chocolate company, and they sent over all sorts of delicious goodies. There's even a replica of the Liberty Bell now in the Pennsylvania booth there at the Great American State Fair, and somebody showed up with a Christmas tree. They literally cut down a Christmas tree on their Christmas tree farm, and they brought it in, and you could walk in and you can, well, see a tree. And it tells me that there was interest in Pennsylvania, but the Democrats loathe Donald Trump so much, they hate our nation so much, that they're willing to say, up yours, America. It's disgusting. I mean, you got Hawaii, Oregon, Washington State, North Carolina. North Carolina, your Democrat governor said, yeah, we're not interested. Then you have all the New England states. I mean, say what you want to. Even New York State and California sent exhibits. I mean, God love them. So anyway, you've got that going on. But then there's a guy by the name of Eric DeVanzo, who is a state lawmaker in Pennsylvania, and this is a terrible story. He showed up at the state capitol in the House of Representatives, and he's wearing a red, white, and blue suit. I mean, he looks like a giant American flag. He represents Westmoreland County between Pittsburgh and Greensburg. So anyway, the House Speaker is a Democrat. Her name is Joanna McClinton. So this guy shows up to work in the chamber. People are excited to get his picture made because he looks like an American flag. His suit is literally red, white, and blue. He did an interview with Fox News Digital. He said, we were talking. I turned around when a House photographer got a photo, and the next thing I know, the whip was gone. He comes back a few minutes later and says, hey, you're not going to like this. But he was informed that his red, white, and blue suit was inappropriate. Mr. DeVanzo said, I'm like, what? You got to be kidding. He initially decided to stay on the floor despite the Democrat Party's leadership demanding that he leave. And then they sent a security guard and told him he either had to remove his suit jacket or leave. This is insane. I must say, it's not something I would necessarily wear, but it's in a very tasteful way. I mean, the red and white stripes of the suit coat, and then the blue tie with the white stars. We're going to post a photo of it over on our website. So anyway, they were all very upset and offended. Mr. DeVanzo said House leadership had previously endorsed thematic attire. They were asked to dress in pride colors. Oh, that was last month. Seems like a year ago, doesn't it? So it's okay to dress up in LGBT colors, but it's not okay to show up in the red, white, and blue. Mr. DeVanzo then read a statement from the House Speaker about Pride Month, encouraging people to be authentic and love freely. Mr. DeVanzo said, well, you're only able to love freely because the brave men and women who died for this flag. They died for our country, and this is complete hypocrisy. You're allowed to wear tennis shoes on the floor. You're allowed to wear top hats. You can wear camo jackets, everything across the board, but you can't wear a patriotic outfit. Unbelievable. Happening right there in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. What's going on with that, ladies and gentlemen? So anyway, all that to say, it's unfortunate that so many Democrats hate this country. You know, I'm reminded, even during the awful years of Obama and Biden, I never stopped loving America. And I suspect many of you felt the same way. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I am telling you, there are people out there who just loathe our country and our way of life. Unbelievable. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Throughout today's show, we're going to be playing some stories, some music that I think really do reflect the greatness of our country, celebrating America. We're taking your calls as well. As we go to break, this is the late, great Charlie Daniels singing about America.
Have you ever spent the late afternoon watching the purple shadows deepen in the Arizona desert? Or seen a herd of elk plow their way through waist-deep snow on a cold Colorado dawn? Did you ever see the sun go down in Hawaii or see the stormy waves break over the rock-bound coast of Maine? Or have you ever seen an eagle fly up out of the mists of Alaska or a big October moon hanging full over the still Dakota Badlands? Have you ever tasted the gumbo in New Orleans, barbecue in Carolina, or the chicken wings in Buffalo? Have you ever had Brunswick stew in Macon, or cornbread in Birmingham, or brisket slow-cooked over hill country mesquite wood? Did you ever drink the water from a gurgling branch in Utah, or stand on the mountain above El Paso del Norte and see the lights twinkling clear over New Mexico? Did you ever jangle horses in the pre-dawn stillness of a perfect Texas day and watch their shod hooves kicking up sparks on the volcanic rock? Or tended a trot line on a foggy Carolina morning or heard the distant song of a lovesick whippoorwill in the pristine Tennessee late night? Have you seen the faces on Mount Rushmore or stood at the Vietnam Monument? Have you ever crossed the mighty Mississippi or been to the daddy of them all in Cheyenne, Wyoming? Or seen the mighty Vols run out on the football field on a chilly autumn afternoon? Did you ever see the Chicago skyline from Lakeshore Drive at night? Or the New England foliage in the fall? Or the summer beauty of the Shenandoah Valley? Or Indiana covered with new snow? Did you ever see a herd of wild horses running free across the empty spaces in Nevada? Or caught a walleye pike out of a cold Wisconsin stream, or marveled at the tall ships docked in the harbor at Baltimore? Did you ever see the early morning dew sparkling on the bluegrass, or the wind stir the wheat fields on a hot Kansas afternoon, or driven the lonely stretches of old Route 66? Have you ever heard the church bells peal their call to worship on an early Sunday in some small town in the Deep South? or passed through the redwood forest as the sun was going down? Have you ever been to Boise or Baxley or Beaufort or Billings? Have you ever passed through Sanford or Suffolk or San Angelo? Have you ever seen the falls at Niagara, the Ice Palace in St. Paul, or the Gateway to the West? This then is America, the land God blesses with everything. And no Eiffel Tower, no Taj Mahal, no Alps, no Andes, no native hut, nor royal palace can rival her awesome beauty, her diverse population, her monolithic majesty. America the free, America the mighty, America the beautiful. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. So, Tom, what was that song you just played? It was the Charlie Daniels Band, and the name of the song, My Beautiful America. So one of my favorites. I've got it on my playlist, and you ought to have it on yours, too. It's really good. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Say hello to Carolyn from Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hi, Carolyn. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm very disappointed at my state not doing anything in Washington and putting up a booth for our 250th celebration. We have got so much industry in North Carolina, and there could have been so much that could have been done if we had had a decent governor. And also, Tom Tillis was probably no help. I'm just very disappointed in him.
Carolyn, I have to tell you, out of all of the states, I was most surprised that North Carolina chose not to participate.
I can't believe it. The way the good that Trump has done for North Carolina and the storms that we went through, and I can't believe that our governor doesn't have enough nerve to do something just because he's a Democrat.
Now we understand.
I hope the people of North Carolina don't end up with another congressman or whatever it is, and taking Tom Tillis's place.
Oh, another senator, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Democrat up there.
Yeah.
This Republican has done us in enough. Tom Tillis.
No doubt about it, Carolyn. But certainly disappointing. I will say this, that a lot of citizens decided to step up and try to put something together. The Mount Olive Pickle Company, I don't know if you heard this story, the Mount Olive Pickle Company, I guess they had a display. Somebody brought up a copy, or it was on a digital video image of the Confederate flag, and it caused some sort of a hoopla. So the Mount Olive Pickle Company decided to pull out. So they have removed their exhibit over the Confederate flag. So I guess they determined the Confederate flag was not kosher, as they say in the pickle industry. So
that is part of our history.
Yes.
My history goes back to the Revolutionary War, and I have a hero in the American Revolution. And these kids ought to be made to study history. They know absolutely nothing about history.
It's true, Carolyn. It's true. You're right. Well, Carolyn, thank you for calling in. You sound like a great American patriot, and God bless you. And thank you for listening to the show. And WHKP, getting ready to celebrate a massive anniversary. 80 years they've been doing radio there. Just good, good people. Yeah, it's it's true. The pickle company said, "Oh, we can't. We can't do this." They got puckered up, and you don't want puckered pickle people. I'm just telling you, it's not a good thing. By the way, we have a photograph, Dylan. I want you to go to ToddStearns.com. Look at the front page. We got a picture of the guy's suit. I'm telling you, it's not a cheesy suit. This looks like a very expensive suit that this guy is wearing. It's pretty classy, I think.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's, I would not be offended by that at all.
It's, you know what? You want to pledge allegiance to the guy.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. This guy, that's a great suit.
I think it's, so I want you, folks, here's the deal. I want you to go to ToddStearns.com, and I want you to look at this guy's suit, and you tell me whether or not that suit is offensive. Because the House Speaker there, she's a Democrat, and she told people, by the way, oh, we want you guys to celebrate Pride Month, all right? So you engage that, but you can't wear this. And her argument is, it's not a suit, it's a costume.
No, it's a suit. It's got all the suit like parts. Yeah,
it's got like a suit coat.
Yep.
You have a tie that matches the theme, so it's thematic.
It's got a front pocket.
It's got a zipper, and it has all the components of what you would think a suit would be. So head over to ToddStearns.com and check it out, and tell us, give us a call. Do you believe that is a suit or a costume? And would you be offended if somebody showed up wearing something like that at the state capitol? And as the guy points out, you know, people wear, you know, camo jackets, they wear tennis shoes, they're allowed to wear all sorts of things on the floor of the House. So I'm just trying to understand what exactly is upsetting about the red, white, and blue. And I suspect that's the problem. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good buddy, Joe Messina, host of the Joe Messina Show. Joe, tell me, how does the Messina family celebrate the 4th of July?
Lots of pasta.
Oh, yeah. So you guys are the pasta folks.
You know, what we'll do, I'm in this year's parade, you know, being an elected official running for office again, so I'll be in this year's parade. I usually take my granddaughters there. I want them to see about America. I want them to see what a real, true U.S. celebration is about. I don't know if you know this, but in Santa Clarita, it is among, I think it's the top three largest parades west of the Mississippi.
So is that right?
Yeah, it's 12 to 15,000 people will be there.
Wow.
Along the lines, and it'll probably be 90 minutes. There's 110 floats total. It's pretty big. So then we'll come back home and, you know, we'll have pizza. Got to have pizza, Todd. Hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken, all that fun stuff.
Look, sounds like a pretty great party to me. I had no idea that y'all's parade was that large.
Very big. And you know what? And they honor everybody. I mean, seriously, it's just not a couple of fire trucks with the horns. We have the sheriff's department, the police department, the fire trucks, first responders. These are great people out here in our community.
Well, I'm excited to hear that. And I was glad to see that California was not one of the states that decided to boycott the Great American State Fair, that you guys actually had an exhibit there. So again, I'm really conflicted by all these Democrats out there that are hating our country right now.
Don't you find it interesting? It's the 250th birthday of America, of the U.S., not of Donald Trump. Can we get that straight to begin with?
Yeah, exactly.
And this is where you talk about digging in on politics. Well, it shouldn't be a political issue. They say the same thing, but they don't live it. They use a whole different dictionary and thesaurus than we do. So, it's our country. We've made it 250 years. We've had the longest surviving constitution on the planet. We still have our freedoms and our rights. And I don't know. This is truly TDS at its finest.
Well, it really is. Especially when you look at all the great things that have happened under this administration. Look, gas prices coming back down again. And, you know, I think we're setting ourselves up for what could be a good November if the Republicans don't muck it all up.
Oh, you're such an optimist, Don. If the Republicans don't, they're going to have to work overtime at not mucking it up. And to your comment about gas, that's wonderful where you're at. Ours is still over $6 a gallon. It just went up another 12 or 14 cents because of the summer blend that California has to have. And now, because the refineries are shutting down, Todd, they're bringing it in from other states that have to redo their refineries to add our summer blend. You're talking about, this is going to be almost $7 a gallon before we hit midsummer.
That's insane. I just can't. Well, they are coming down in Tennessee. I'll tell you that much. And in some other areas. And of course, the president's been calling on the retailers to bring their prices down. There's really not much he can do. I mean, he can't force them to do it. But we can certainly name and shame those that are price gouging. And that's not necessarily what's happening in California. You guys just have so many taxes and fees attached to a gallon of gas.
Well, just basic state taxes are like 87 cents a gallon for gas. That's 87 cents just at the top line. So it's crazy. And now they're you know, they've lost a lot of tax revenue, gas tax revenue, because of why? Those EV cars that the governor wanted so bad to put in our driveways. And so now he's got to get that revenue back. And they're working on the mileage tax, seriously working on a mileage tax.
Joe Messina joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Joe, I want you to go to my website, toddstearns.com, and I want you to look at the front page of the website. There is a state lawmaker from Pennsylvania who showed up for work at the Capitol wearing a red, white, and blue suit. And he was ordered by the Democrat House Speaker to leave the chamber because his clothing was offensive. And I want you to take a look at the photograph and tell me what you think. While you're doing that, I want to bring in Debbie from Cape Coral, Florida. And Debbie, I understand that you took a look at the suit. What's your take? And tell me what you just did.
Well, Todd, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I just got so fired up. I saw the suit, and you explained it right. It's a jacket, trousers, tie. It looks like a suit. So I just said the heck with it. So I called the speaker. Her name is Joanna McClinton, and I'm happy to share her phone number. I spoke to a nice young man, Marcus, and I told him it was ridiculous that she said that was a costume. And Marcus said, well, ma'am, it was a costume. And I said, honey, I'm looking at it. It's a jacket. It's trousers. It's a tie. It's not. And I said, you know, it's just a shame that this representative, and I said, the woman you're working for doesn't stand for America, especially right now this weekend, July 4th, that she's got to make a call that this is a costume when this man is trying to represent our country.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Debbie and Joe. I mean, you heard Debbie, and God bless you for calling. We're going to give out that number in just a minute, so hang tight, Debbie. But Joe, this poor guy, they said he can either take off the jacket or you're out of here, pal. And they sent over a security guard.
I love this. I think this is great. First of all, it is a suit. I'm with you. It's a suit. I'm not one that I would wear, not because I'm down on it. I just can't imagine what I would look like in that thing. But it is a suit. You know, nobody had any problems with Fetterman. Where were all the Democrats screaming at Fetterman for the way he was dressed, making him put on a coat or what have you? But no, I think they're offended by the American flag, which is really funny because they swore to uphold the Constitution. They live on American soil. They're protected by, American military, and yet they hate the American flag. Todd, I can't drink enough to understand that.
Yeah, I just don't get it. And, of course, these same people were celebrating Pride Month just last month, and people were invited to wear all sorts of things. So, Debbie, what's that number you called?
Oh, gosh, Todd, let me get it real quick. Okay, It's 215-748-6. 712.
All right. Well, we'll post that on our website, Debbie. But look, good for you for calling and giving them a piece of your mind. And I'm sure you were very nice and kind about it. But that's what we got to do. We've got to start calling these people out for this nonsense.
You're right. And you know what? You plant seeds in these young people who are working for these representatives to let them know they are not on the right team.
Good for you, Debbie. All right. Look, happy 4th of July to you, Debbie.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless. Joe, I love our listeners. They're an active bunch.
Great idea, Todd. I mean, she's right. The young people in those offices will hear that.
It is a terrific idea. And again, it's just, you know, the Democrats just get so triggered by any, you know, they're putting up Somali flags in Buffalo and Columbus, Ohio and other cities. It makes absolutely no sense to me. By the way, Buffalo canceling their 4th of July fireworks.
Oh, they're too busy celebrating the Somali fraud to be bothered with the fireworks. And besides, maybe there's no group that makes money off the fireworks that they like. So I don't know.
Something tells me they're not teaching about American history in those Learing centers, if you know what I mean.
No, they're not.
Oh, but my.
I know you got the story up on your website. I mean, the story about Texas, the story about them trying to remove American history when it comes to the Revolution and or the Civil War or any of those things. Texas, we're talking to, people need to understand the gravity of this. This is Texas, correct?
Yes, it is Texas.
Yeah. And what people don't understand, me being in education, what people don't understand is they start changing those history books in Texas and California follows suit. Those same books will go across the country because Texas, California, and New York are the three major states that the book publishers use to distribute these books.
Well, no doubt about that. You're right about that, Joe. All right, my friend, we're going to have to leave it there. Hope you and your family have a great and blessed Independence Day.
You too, Todd. God bless for what you're doing. Man, be healthy.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks, Joe. Joe Messina, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, here is the number. If you want to reach out to the Democratic Speaker of the House in Pennsylvania, her office number, write this down, 717-772-9850. Again, that number, 717-772-9850. And once you're able to get through, give us a call back. We want to hear exactly what she has to say. All right, let's go to the phones. Dave in Morehead City, North Carolina. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Not in Morehead, Todd. I'm in the thriving metropolis of Swansboro.
Oh, well, my apologies there. All right, Swansboro. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, a little bit north. So, or a little bit south, actually. Anyway, right on the coast. And you remember what a disaster Roy Cooper was for our state, and now he's running for Senate out here, and of course there's no activity out here, and none of we got to beat him. So we ended up with Josh Stein, who was a Roy Cooper drop-off, as our governor. And you know, it just clicked when you said it, that California is taking part in this national state fair or whatever it is for the 4th. California is, and Josh Stein, the governor of North Carolina, declined.
Yeah, sure did. What does that tell you, Dave?
You know, well, the thing is, how many times, I can't even count the number of times on your show when I've talked about the lack of representation out here and the way things are going, everybody coming from up north and wanting to change this and change that. But then we get somebody here who's the governor who says, yeah, we're not going to participate at a national level. And you know what? The whole state is suffering because of these people. They make up stuff. It's like the Obama years where they will make up something in the middle of the night. You wake up the next day and all of a sudden the law has changed or it's an executive order. You know, we have law changes all the time. And we've got state representatives supposedly, but we never hear anything about it. And all of a sudden, you know, it's a change in the law. We have not had a state budget forever and ever and ever, and now they're trying to imitate the useless people in Congress. Well, we're going to fund this, but if that, we're going to do this. They did the redistricting. So I had I had Greg Murphy, who was kind of the, I'm a Republican, but not really, and I really don't get anything done and don't represent your views, but so now the third district is changed, and we were absorbed into the first district. And so,
Well, I don't want to jump into the weeds of redistricting, but I think I get your point. And again, it's sad, but elections have consequences. And we've got to make sure that all of us, every single breathing Republican, gets out and we vote on Election Day. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell. Dave, I've got to run, but thank you for that call. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, this segment of the Todd Stearns Show brought to you by our friends at Newsmax. Social Security expert Michael Allen says 70% of Americans are not getting the full Social Security benefits they deserve, and he has five key strategies to help you increase your benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. And Newsmax wants to provide you that report free of charge. All you have to do is give them a call, 800-999-9690. That's 1-800-999-9690. Whether you are getting benefits or you soon will, you need the report, 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply. All right, let's go to Asheville, North Carolina. Chris is on the line. Hi, Chris. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
I'm so glad you said you've lost a lot of weight. That's terrific. It's hard.
It is, and I've still got a lot more to chunk off, but it is a journey, Chris, a journey.
Now, don't look like a zipper when you turn sideways and stick out your tongue.
I'll try not to.
Anyway, I was calling about the man with the red, white, and blue.
Yes, yes.
The only thing I can think of and the only reason people are upset about this is years ago in school, we read that nobody is supposed to wear the flag. Well, he wasn't wearing a flag. He was just wearing a red, white, and blue suit. What if I got a red, white, and blue shirt that I want to wear? Are they going to knock me down for that?
Yeah, it's a fair point. Yeah, that was definitely not a flag. It was, you know, a suit. And so if you took the suit coat itself, it's just red and white striped, you could wear that for Christmas.
Right. There you go. Multiversatile.
Like a candy cane.
Yeah, hey, I can dress up like a candy cane.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Chris got big plans for the 4th.
Just stay cool. Read
yeah,
a book.
It's a it's a scorcher out there. Absolutely.
Whatever.
All right. Well, Chris, happy 4th of July to you and your family.
Happy 4th of July to you too.
All right.
And
let's
all your workers. I like hearing Dylan and the girl and
the girl Helen. Her name is Helen. Yes, Helen.
Okay.
And Ian. We can't forget Ian.
Yeah, I go all the way back to Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, boy.
Every day at lunchtime.
Yeah, Al Rushbaugh.
I shared an office with my boss, and he always sat in the office and ate his lunch and had Rush Limbaugh on. So that's how I found out about Rush Limbaugh, because I didn't know a thing about him.
Is that right? What a great story. All right. Well, Chris, thank you again, and a good hearing from you. Don't be a stranger. Let's go to Keith in Kansas. Hi, Keith. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Well, good deal. I'm just reminiscing about the bicentennial. Back then, when Gerald Ford was president, the entire country was dressed in red, white, and blue with stars. We had license plate tags. We had lapel pins. Everything we did was patriotic back in 1976. Not saying that I'm old, but I had a good time back then.
You know, I remember I was just a little fella, but I do remember enough to know that it was like a huge deal. And you're right. I mean, everybody was celebrating. There was none of this division. I mean, we were celebrating together as a country.
Yep. We had license plates. We had letters. We had money. We had everything was marked with bicentennial. We just really got into it back then.
Oh, it was, I remember the parades and that funky star. Remember the funky design there? It was kind of right out of the, Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, I've still got a license plate with that on it.
Is that right?
In fact, I've still got my red, white, and blue with star shirt that I'm going to wear this weekend from that bicentennial celebration.
Wow. That was, it was really, it was quite remarkable. And I think President Trump was really trying to emulate that. And that's, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the Democrats, you know, are, you know, pushing back. But ultimately, I don't think the American people care. I think they do want to celebrate. We've certainly seen that play out. And, of course, so many things happening around the nation. And that thing yesterday with Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders, just unbelievable. But anyway, yeah, thanks for taking us down memory lane there, Keith. And thank you for listening to us out there in the heartland. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour three of the big show coming up. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Happy Independence Day Eve to you. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and we're just so honored that you are hanging out with us today. 3 hours every Monday through Friday, right here on the radio. Great to have you with us today. And we have some special treats for you coming up a little bit later on in the program. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. And we would love for you to call in today. It is Open Line Friday as well, or Open Line Thursday. So you can call in today and to talk about whatever is on your mind. So, Dylan, I was, we've got to play this video. So we were talking about Dolly Parton, and she's going into competition against Buc-ee's. So she's opening up her own version of a Buc-ee's, a truck stop. Of course, Buc-ee's, they don't allow truckers, but Dolly does. And from all indications, it is an amazing place.
Yeah, this video shows and explains all of the things, but we talked about it the other day. It rivals Buc-ee's pretty closely, if not better.
It's pretty impressive, and they have like coffee shops. And apparently, if you've been to Dollywood, and if you've had, is it called the cinnamon bread?
Oh my gosh,
is it that good?
It is the best thing that you'll ever have.
Really,
it's crazy, and yeah, you get it at Dollywood, and yeah, here too.
This is what's amazing. I have never had the cinnamon bread. But I hear it's like the best thing ever.
It's like a cinnamon roll, like a soft cinnamon roll right out of the oven. It's not hard or crunchy. It's like, I don't know. It is just heavenly.
People, I mean, they go on and on and on about that.
I would.
All right. So anyway, this guy, this kid, well, he decided to go and check it out. And is it safe to say he's really excited about what he saw?
Yeah, at least he's excited.
All right, well, let's take a listen.
So I have stumbled upon Dolly Parton's travel stop, and I just want to say this ain't no damn truck stop, okay? This is literally Dollywood with unleaded gas, okay? Can already tell you now when I get up in here and they ask me if I want a rewards card, the answer is going to be yes, and if Dolly wants my social security number, she can have that too. I don't know whether I want to buy gas or a gospel CD or eat a damn meatloaf in here. I mean, hell. I just know Buc-ee's is quaking in their damn boots right now. They've got daggum cups, clothes, CDs, a coffee shop, a restaurant in here, a daggum guitar chandelier. I just heard live music over here. I think I'm about to start planning my vacations around going to a damn gas station. Just about the only people in here are over 65, which is iconic. Y'all, they have cinnamon bread. I'm about to start speaking in tongues. And I'm a Baptist. I've got to get out of here before I spend $8,744.27 on stuff that I don't need. But honestly, if Dolly Parton has it, I probably need it. So I'm gonna shop. Anyways, if you're in the area, stop by, I reckon. Oh, that's a guitar. Well, I'll be. I've never seen anything like it. I tell you what, I'm gonna come back for fun in about a week.
Wow. He really liked the place.
Yeah, I'd say so.
What? So anyway, there you go. If you've ever been to one of these, on I-65, I guess that's what, right outside of Nashville, I have to imagine.
Is it just one? Do they have multiple? I'm wondering because it like feels new, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's just one. Okay. Yeah, there's just one. Okay. So I want to switch gears here. This is from Daniel Craig. Remember, he played Bond, yep. James Bond. Yep. Anyway, this is fascinating. Daniel Craig is stirring debate after revealing how he taught his children to deal with bullies. In a recent interview, he said that the kids should that his kids should speak up first, but if the bully continues, they have the right to defend themselves physically. And his remarks are apparently going viral, and people are weighing in on whether or not, you know, what he said was accurate. And here's what he said. If your kid is bullying my kid, and my kid has tried to tell your kid to stop, and your kid doesn't, my kid has been instructed to punch your kid in the face. And they're saying this is controversial. I'm trying to understand what is controversial about this. I don't, there's nothing controversial. So people are weighing in. I mean, 40,000 people have weighed in on this conversation. And it seems like most everybody agrees with Daniel Craig. Wendy says, we told our kids when they were growing up to never start something, but to always finish something. And that if they got suspended from school for simply standing up for themselves, we would take them out for ice cream. I love this. I love this. Bruno writes in kindergarten, my son was bullied, and one day he had enough and roundhouse kicked the kid in the face, got one day suspended from school, and got ice cream from dad. Sounds like a good dad.
Roundhouse kick is crazy.
You know that's a Chuck Norris family there. Yeah, they're all about Walker,
Texas. Don't punch. Use your feet, son.
Roy writes in, the only time I was called by the principal was when my son beat a bully down. I asked the principal one question. Who won? He said that my son was still beating the bully as he was being pulled off of him.
That's great.
So I took my boy to Hooters for dinner.
Wow.
Well, you know, your son became a man,
seriously,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, in every way.
Kelly writes in, I'm a Gen X mom. I had the same parenting style. I've always told my boys, don't start it, but you'd better finish it. I will defend your actions to the bitter end. I love this story.
I'm glad more people agree. Because we don't want a bunch of softies just rolling around.
No, and that's the whole thing. Yeah, it's that I think people finally feel emboldened to stand up and say, yeah, this is how. But the problem now is, you know, when there's a fight at school, they call the cops. So you've got to deal with law enforcement. And back in the day, this was something that was settled on the playground.
Oh, yeah. We had scheduled fights. We settled it right there. No one else needs to get involved.
That's it.
And it only lasts like 30 seconds.
Exactly.
And they're friends afterwards.
Exactly. Exactly. Of course, now you got all the kids running around with weapons, AR-15s, true. And so it's a little bit different. But it does make you wonder. I can't believe the dad. Sorry, son. Let's go to Hooters. I hope he said that in front of the principal. That's
because the kid that defends himself more than likely has been getting more in trouble now. We've been seeing that, obviously.
Yeah. Exactly. There is another story that's gone viral, and I'm curious to hear from our listeners on this. And it is people are really upset at this woman. So it's a husband and wife, and the husband has to get up very, very early in the morning. And I guess he's a construction worker or something. Anyway, she gets up and she prepares his meals, and she goes out and gets his cooler out of the truck and washes it. And, you know, makes a home cooked meal for lunch. She makes him a home cooked breakfast, and she just goes above and beyond to make sure that her husband is taken care of and is cared for. And people are really upset about this, and they're saying that the wife is overdoing it, that she should not be serving her husband in that manner.
Bunch of feminazis, probably.
It's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
So, and you know, they're the libtards.
Yeah.
Because there were also a lot of people who say, no, this is biblical. This is how women should be, you know, serving your husband and loving your husband by preparing meals and taking care of the house while he's out there, you know, working on a construction field or doing whatever to earn the income. And again, the point is that the husband in the videos is actually going above and beyond to help his wife, which is what a husband's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, they're both forms of sacrificial love. I mean, she's going above and beyond. She doesn't have to do that, but she chooses to because she's in love.
Exactly. And so they're saying, no, 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 this is misogynistic. This is like back in the 1940s and 50s. What's wrong with that?
These people are not getting married. And if they do, it's not going to last very long.
Not at all. I mean, it's crazy. So does Mrs. Producer, when you come home, does she have like a Mountain Dew ready for you and some Cheetos?
Or a Dr. Pepper, man.
Or a doctor. Oh, yeah. A Dr. Pepper. All
right, she's a fantastic cook. And oh, really? She does a really good job, yeah.
Oh, that's good. So that's a big thing. If the wife can cook, that's you've got, you know, that's a rare thing.
And if she can't and she's willing to, that's even better. I mean, that's love. And then you could learn, too, if you'd like to, as a man. You could learn to cook.
I just don't know why people are so upset with a loving couple, you know, who are literally demonstrating their love and affection. And they're like, oh, this is ridiculous. She ought to be in bed. The husband ought to make his own lunch. I don't know. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I think it's kind of romantic. Let's go to the phones. Our good friend, Miss Patty from Statesville, North Carolina. Miss Patty, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm upset with that other one about North Carolina not going to the fair. I mean, come on, man. North Carolina? Hey, even New Jersey showed up. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, even you're right. Even New Jersey showed up. You're right.
They did. They did. And you know what? I don't know what's going on. You know what? We're getting, well, I shouldn't talk because I'm a Yankee too, but I was just so shocked that they would not, they're not doing anything here neither. They're like, the little towns are having stuff, but like, they're not participating with anything. Like, what happened with Josh Stein? I mean, what, and you know what? The crazy thing is Josh Stein is Jewish.
I don't get it, Miss Patty. I don't get it.
I don't get it neither, and I'm really mad about that. I mean, because, you know, my daughter calls the mom. Even Jersey showed up, and Jersey is, they're like so liberal, but we were laughed. I mean, you have to laugh, but I don't know what happened with North Carolina, because North Carolina, do you remember the movie with Mel Gibson?
The Patriot.
Yeah, that was filmed here.
Is that right? I thought it was in South Carolina.
I think it was both, Todd. But you know what? They would just take out men like husbands and guys would just come out of their houses and leaving their wives and kids to fight to save this country.
Mm, yeah, that was a great movie, by the way.
It's a great movie, but I want to ask you another thing. How do you like the thing with Dr. Trump?
I love it. If you're not on social media, you got to go check out Dr. Trump. It's pretty epic.
The funniest. If you have TDS, and he told Rosie O'Donnell and all these idiots, drink Coke.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. All right, Miss
Patty. I love you, Todd.
Miss Patty.
Have a great 4th July.
Well, you too. Great to hear from you. All right, the great Miss Patty, everybody. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Have you or someone you know been diagnosed with TDS? The symptoms can be relentless. Fortunately, I'm Dr. Trump, and I have a treatment plan. Let's hear what some of my patients have to say.
I have been suffering for over a decade, and after listening to Dr. Trump, I can see some results.
Man, I've been suffering for years. I really didn't believe that was help out there. That was when I came across this video on TV.
I really thought I was a lost cause. This was going to affect me for the rest of my life. But after using the treatment plan, I can see a difference.
I really wasn't sure I could help some of these people. They were so far gone, I wasn't really sure.
I had no idea how much this was affecting my life. My work is slowed down. I'm hardly recognizable anymore. I just needed help.
I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. Constantly angry.
Well, that's De Niro.
I made everyone miserable around me.
I feel like I've aged 20 years in the last 2 years.
Julia Roberts.
I've been so concerned. I was really starting to worry about my future.
The treatment is simple. Turn off. Fake news. Say your prayers, and if you ever feel anxious, just have a Diet Coke like me, and you're going to see a remarkable difference in your life.
Dylan, I'm a little misty.
Yeah, I'm tearing up.
I'm a little misty.
We have the funniest president of all time. Also, can we just say the AI, the links that AI has gone, those looked real.
Mm-hmm.
They looked like they were really there.
It did. It, I really mean, cool. It was Rosie O'Donnell in there. I mean, it's amazing how many people, you know, that want to apparently be cured.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Cleveland, Georgia. Civil joins us. What's on your mind?
I heard you talking about kids and how parents handle situations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to tell my story.
What's your story?
My son, he had a classmate. Well, he wasn't in the same grade he was in. But he was kept wanting to start fights with him. And my son was kindly peddling in martial arts. Well, I told him, I said, okay. I said, when he wants to start a fight with you, I'll just say, hold your hand out and say, hey, shake hands with me. Jesus wants us to be friends. And I told him that about three times. He come in from school one day, and he says, he always called me Sybil. They never called me Mom. And he says, guess what? And I said, what? And he told me. He said that boy came up, tried to start a fight with him, and he said he told him, he put his hand out, he said, let's shake hands and be friends. That's what Jesus wants us to do. And he said, from then on out, this is in, let's see, this was in high school, and the rest of the time he was in high school, that boy let everybody know at school, hey, you don't even look crooked at that boy. Your eye gets you.
Oh, boy. Wow. What a story. What a story.
And it's because Jesus, it's like I had raised the kids right.
Sybil, that's exactly what you did. And good for him. What a great story. What a great story. Well, Sybil, God bless you, and thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
All right. How about that? So don't you be looking crooked at anybody. That's what the bully said.
It's about the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
How about that?
If only all fights could be settled that way. That'd be great.
You see, you extend the right hand of fellowship, and if that doesn't work, you whip out the cast iron skillet with your left hand.
Just in case.
You'll have a come to Jesus meeting one way or the other, as they say. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Just moments ago, President Trump making an announcement. He is declaring today National Scallops Day. Lovely. You ever had a scallop there, Dylan?
Can't say I have.
You know, it's they're actually pretty good.
How do you eat scallops?
Well, you with a fork.
Okay. And,
yeah. You can,
it's like, so I'm getting clams mixed up with scallops.
Yeah, I'm not a big clam guy.
Okay.
I'm not. You know, people love clam, but I'm a big scallop guy. I like the fried fish. I mean, if I'm going to Red Lobster, I'm not going to order. I mean, you should order the scallops, but, you know, you got to go with Uncle Walt's.
Okay.
I mean, that's what you got
to
do.
It's good to know.
But, yeah. So, anyway, the president declaring it National Scallop Day, he says because the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is opening up the northern edge of Georgia's bank to scallop fishing, which is going to apparently really help us out. But then the president concludes with this, in all caps, go out and vote Republican in the midterms, because if the communists get in, you'll never fish again. That's not good. I mean, what are you going to do at Captain D's for crying out loud? I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend, host of the incredibly popular podcast, Politically Basic, Kyle Campbell. Kyle, I hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing great, Todd. It's almost 4th of July, so happy 250th to you all over there.
I'm just curious, are you a big scallops fan?
No, but it sounds like National Scallops Day might not be such a good day for the scallops, even though it's going to be a great day for the scallop fishermen and women of our great nation.
Yeah, this is true. I guess maybe it's just me. I also like scallop potatoes, but that's a different conversation. But the idea that the president is saying, if you don't get out and vote, you may not be able to fish again because the communists are going to come in and make our lives miserable. And that really is our talking point of the day, Kyle, is the rise of communism here in America. Were you surprised by how quickly things are growing here on the communist side of the aisle?
Well, I think the whole country was surprised. This has really skyrocketed, and these primaries are showing us that maybe these DSA candidates have more popularity in what they're trying to offer than we realized. But yeah, I think the president likes to be tongue-in-cheek a little bit. He likes to be a little frisky and playful sometimes, but his point is spot on here, right? We're watching New York City Mayor Mamdani say that you've got to set your thermostat to like 150 degrees because the electric grid can't take it. So to say that, you know, you better vote the right way, or these policies are going to restrict some of the most basic things that we do in our everyday lives, like fish and you know, go out and rely on the systems that provide for us, our industries, our energy grid, our, you know, feed our families. Yeah, that is going to happen. So there's a lot going on right now in terms of Democrat policies or lack thereof, kind of opening the door to these more socialist candidates and socialist policies. But it's an interesting and kind of scary thing to watch, truly.
And Kyle, when you actually break down, for example, Zohran Mamdani, who is the de facto leader of the Democrat Party, I mean, Kamala Harris calling basically to kiss the ring, the communist ring, you know, he's touting about, oh, you know, how great things are, but they're not great. He had to have a $5.5 billion bailout from the state capitol in New York just to pay their bills. And then all of the things he's promised, he has not delivered on in New York City. The bus fare, you still got to pay for a bus. You need a babysitter, you got to pay for that. Meanwhile, you got all the billionaires and millionaires, and they're packing up and they're getting out of Dodge because they know what's coming down the pike here.
Well, that's socialism 101. You dangle the promise of everything free. And for people who are living in challenging economic times, that all sounds great. And you'll see them sacrifice maybe a little bit of ideology, maybe a little bit of moral grounding to get that thing that they believe has been taken from them because of policies that have led to this economy, right? So we're not seeing the Fed lower rates. We're still dealing with inflation. Things are so expensive. Gas prices are just on the cusp of starting to come downward, right? Not here in California. We had the highest gas tax in the nation just implemented the other day. That's a state issue. But what socialism is offering looks so beautiful. It's this beautiful, perfect, red, juicy apple on the outside, and you cut it open and it's rotting from the inside out. And people just haven't quite realized. I think they're starting to understand this. Mm. But when your DSA leadership and your socialist candidates are taking things like, okay, a $5.5 billion bailout, but then turning around and just saying, look, We balanced the budget. They're not owning up to how they're shoring up their socialist policies. They're still putting the shiny apple front on all of this. It's going to take people really good discernment and a little bit of time to understand. This leads to economic disaster. It leads to cultural disaster. And it's just no good for anyone in any way.
Yeah, here's a guy on Fox News. They had a big crowd there from Fox and Friends the other day. And here's how he described socialism. Cut 15, please.
My name is Ken, and when you talk about socialism, I go back to the Margaret Thatcher line. Socialism is a wonderful system until you run out of other people's money.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is driving it, though? Do you think it's greed? Do you think it's jealousy?
I think these kids grew up getting free stuff, and now they're being promised more free stuff, and that's why they're voting.
It starts in the home, right?
At home and in school, you know, they need to learn what made this country great, you know, and how, you know, it was hard work, but you get rewarded for hard work.
Yeah.
You know, I keep going back to Ronald Reagan's great speech he gave back in the 1960s that, you know, freedom is not passed along in our bloodstream. Every generation has to fight for freedom, and that means educating the next generation as well. And Kyle, I'm wondering if we failed in that task.
Well, all of the systems that are influencing our children, Gen Z and Gen Alpha behind them, are failing. I love that Ronald Reagan quote. He is absolutely right. We are never more than one generation away from losing this. That feels very real right now, doesn't it? Because when you don't have a strong church, you don't have a strong fact-based educational system, you don't have parents really strongly engaged in raising children in the ways that maybe we were raised. All of these systems are priming our future generations to yes, want the free stuff, but also simultaneously not comprehend what's going to happen if they don't get their facts right, get their history right, understand what's coming down the pipeline. And what's really coming down the pipeline, Todd, and I think this is going to sound a little intense and maybe a little histrionic for your audience here, but these policies and these leaders who believe that that socialism is the way, or maybe they don't even believe it, right? This is the wave that they're riding to leadership and control and influence. They are the ones with the hand on the doorknob, and they're opening the door, not just to socialism, but to other people in other countries who have wealth, who have influence, who want to come in and establish themselves in the United States. Yes, we've seen it with China. We've seen it with Russia. And now we're seeing it come from the Middle East. They're bringing their culture. They're bringing their religion. They're bringing their ideology, and they're bringing their money with them. So we've got to fight for our constitution, our way of life here. We have to fight for Christian values, which our nation was founded on. And we're hearing so much wonderful history about that as we get ready to celebrate our 250th. But if we're just going to kick back and take the handout, we are at risk of losing that very thing that Ronald Reagan warned us against.
Kyle Campbell is the host of the Politically Basic podcast. You got to go check that podcast out and follow Kyle on all of our social media platforms. You know, Kyle, as we look towards celebrating the 250th, I am still bullish about November. I think I think things are so just disjointed on the Democrat side of the aisle. I think the Republicans are really, really going to have to screw things up for them to lose on Election Day. What say you?
Well, I like to use the quote from our great friend Chad Connolly over there at Faith Wins. Republicans aren't so adept at this, right? When we quit and when we lose, we quit. And that is a problem. We've got to stop quitting. He calls it quit quitting because that's the South Carolina in him.
Yes.
The Republicans need to not rely now on the DSA party throwing the Democrat party off their game enough. They can still come back. They're still a threat to our wonderful, beautiful, free way of life in this constitutional republic. It's time to let this 250th, our semi-quincentennial, how's that for a term for you, to inspire everyone to fight for what makes this country great. And Republicans have got to get tough and strong and out there in the political square and fight for the next 250 years of greatness in this country.
All right, Kyle. So tell me about the big celebration. You guys doing something big out there in California with the family?
Well, we live on the best coast, and so we have a beautiful Pacific Ocean. We'll be out in the harbor. I'm in the central coast of California. They do a fabulous fireworks display. All the boats get decorated and do a boat parade. So we are stocked up and ready to just celebrate all day long, all weekend, actually, and probably beyond that. What about you, my friend? Yes. What are you up to?
Same here. You know, it's like 300 degrees here in Memphis, but we are going to be celebrating close with air conditioning nearby, so, and it will not be 78 degrees, more like 68 degrees. So, Kyle, look, thank you so much for joining us, and we just love your great insight and hope you have a great Independence Day celebration.
Same to you, my friend. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
All right. Kyle Campbell, everybody, host of the Politically Basic podcast. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, we've got to take a break, and as we go to break, we're going old school. Red Skelton, one of the greats, the all-time greats, explaining what the Pledge of Allegiance is all about. Let's take a listen. Cut 24.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. And I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. It was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And wow, what a celebration it is going to be this weekend. I know so many of you are already making your plans. You're on the road traveling, and we just want to say thank you for joining us and being a part of our celebration here on air. And I can't think of a better way to wrap all of this up as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the greatest nation on the face of the earth than with a very special rendition of the national anthem. And ultimately, I think this particular version, I think everybody agrees, this is one of the very, very best renditions of the Star Spangled Banner. So from all of us here at the Todd Starnes Show, happy birthday, America.